Hello and welcome to the Substance of Life podcast. I'm your host, Angela.
Today's topic is going to be on the census, what it is, what it's not, and we're going to dabble into the questions that are actually on the 2020 census. Many households
will be receiving a 2020 census questionnaire at your home. And as with always, when we get mail like that, we think it's junk mail, but it's not junk mail. So stay tuned to our show today. We're going to enlighten you with a little bit of a historical perspective on the 2020 census. Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to radio. And the topic of the day was the 2020 census. So many have asked, what is the census and why do we take it? Well, if you look back to a historical perspective, the census really began back in biblical times, and it was a way for nations or states to account for fighting men. So they would send out individuals to take account of the nation's fighting men. Those were individuals who were of age to carry a spear or a weapon during wartime. As we fast forward to today, we come to realize that the 2020 census is extremely important, or any census is important. It's not only providing for your area's elected representatives, but also for funds that your area might receive. Today, we are very fortunate to have, the internet or social media, where if you are interested in finding out more about the 2020 census, you can go ahead and look that up. You can look it up online. I know that the .gov institutions have invested quite a bit of funds in making sure that state citizens are aware of the 2020 census, which, by the way, is going to start during the month of March. So people will be coming to your home. You'll have an opportunity to do your census questionnaire online. The most important thing is you should participate in the census. Not only will it bring funding to your community, but it'll also bring funding to different things that your community is interested in, like your roads and better schools, even lunches for students. So I don't know about you, but I am hyped and charged about the 2020 census, and I can't wait to get my questionnaire in the mail. This is Angela from the Substance of Life podcast radio show. Hello and welcome back to the Substance of Life podcast. I'm your host, Angela. And when we last left off, it was a question of what type of questions are they going to ask on the 2020 census form? And, you know, everybody wants to know, are the questions going to be the same no matter where you respond to them in the United States, or will they be different? Well, I'm here to answer some of the questions, or I'm here to give you some information on the 2020 census, because I received my invitation in the mail. So the first question they'll ask is, how many people are living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home? And that would be as of April 1, 2020. So that's going to be question number one. Question number two is, where were there any additional people staying at your house or your home as of April 1, 2020, and that you didn't include in question number one? So basically, they're asking the question again, just in case you forgot to add someone. Question number three is, what type of house is this? Is this an apartment, a mobile home, a single family home? Question number four, what is your telephone number? Now, I'm not making fun of this question, but we have cell phones now, and some of us still have the wall phone. So when they say, what is your telephone number? Are they saying the person who's filling out the census form or the telephone number to the household? Because that could be two different answers. Question number five, what is the name of person number one? And they're expecting you to put down the person's name. And if there's someone living in the house who pays rent or owns that residence, they want you to start listing from that person's name as person number one and moving on down the line. Question number six, which is, what is person number one's gender? But they say sex. It would be nice if they said gender, because gender makes more sense, but that's okay. I think we kind of understand what they mean by that question. And, you know, what comes to mind is, why are you asking this question? Well, that question allows them to create statistics about males versus females, and it can be used for funding of government programs. The data can also enforce laws and regulations against policies of discrimination, like gender discrimination. So question number seven, what is the person's age and what is the person's date of birth? Okay, so I know that sounds kind of stupid, because if I tell you I'm 46, you kind of know what year I was born, but I get it. Remember, it's all about the zeros and ones that are going to interpret the data. So, you know, again, they're creating statistics, and these statistics will be an accounting and support information about young children. So that's why they're asking, what is the person's date of birth and how old is the person? Question number eight, is the person Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? And question number eight asks this question to help create statistics about ethnic groups. Not too sure of what's involved with that, but on the help desk website, they're saying that it is to monitor compliance with anti-discrimination provisions, such as those in Voting Rights Act and Civil Voting Rights Acts. So question number nine, what is the person's race? So they want to know if they're Black or white, or African-American, American Indian. Again, I would not have called it race. I would have said ethnic group, but I didn't write the census. And again, that particular question is all about gathering the statistics, similar to one that we see on a job application. Question number 10, print the name of person number two. So I'm going to make the assumption that for everyone listed in the household, I'm going to have to provide their gender and their age and their date of birth. Question number 11. Does this person usually live or stay somewhere else? And, you know, that's designed, according to what they're saying, to count everyone only once. So I'm going to liken it to everything else. They want to know if you live there, or if you are there part-time because you're in college full-time, or if you've been assigned to the military and this is your legal residence. So that's why they're asking that particular question. The form also says online that, well, I'm going to read to you what it says. It says, mark all that apply. No, yes. For college, say yes. For military assignment, say yes. For a job or business, say yes. In a nursing home, say yes. With a parent or other relative, say yes. So if you're living with a parent or another relative, but that's your residence, that's your home of address, you say yes. Or you're at a seasonal residence or a job. Now, here's a question I wasn't expecting. In a jail or prison, say yes. So if you have someone whose legal address is that and they are incarcerated, mark yes. Question number 12. How is this person related to person number one? So in that, you know, box, it says mark one, opposite sex, husband, wife, spouse, opposite sex, unmarried partner, same sex, husband, wife, spouse, same sex, unmarried partner, biological son or daughter, or adopted son or daughter, or grandson or stepson. So they kind of break it down. And again, it's all about trying to look at the relationship of the people in the household. And that is question number 12. And from what I can see here on the census form, that they only have 12 questions, which is interesting, which is very interesting. So that's basically it. I mean, that was painless, very, very simple, wanting to know how many people live in your household. And I'm hoping that that just wasn't like a sample, that there are only 12 questions. So as you go through the questionnaire and you ask the questions and you write down, you know, that individual information, they're going to want your census ID and they want you to fill it out. And then once you fill it out, you fill out all the other questions. And remember that, you know, the information you put down does help your community when it comes to your state's House of Representatives and your political representation in Congress. So take it seriously. Fill out your census form when it comes. And know that if you do not fill out your census form, a census worker will be coming to that household with a questionnaire sheet so that they can fill in the bubbles themselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am so glad that you joined us this afternoon for the Substance of Life podcast radio show. I'm looking forward to next week and you joining us so that you can increase your substance of life.